Abba, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you that you have created us for your purpose and for a loving, intimate relationship. We thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. Jesus, we thank you for the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for expressing your perfect love by laying down your life for us and going to hell so we don't have to. And thank you for sending Holy Spirit to be our friend, our comforter, our counselor, our teacher. Lord, we are so thankful and appreciative and grateful for everything that you've done, even the things that you've done working behind the scenes that we don't even know about. We just ask, Lord, that tonight that you speak to each and every one who listens to this, who is hearing you so clearly, because Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and we are your sheep." So speak to us right now, Lord. Focus is the key right now. Listen to me clearly. It's actually pretty effortless. It's simple and easy to hear me because I created you to hear me. I want you now to just rest in my presence. Relax. I want you to ask me very specific questions right now. Things that you've been curious and inquisitive about that you may have not asked me yet, but I will make the answers crystal clear for you. I'm actually going to give you hope right now, because several of you need hope. You need something to look forward to. And I'm about to give you something to look forward to. So rest and relax and wait on me. Do you know what a blessing that you are to me? Yes, I have blessed you to be a blessing. And I'm calling you in. I'm drawing you closer and closer to my heart. It blesses me. It puts a smile on my face when you turn your attention and your focus toward me. You're also blessed to be a blessing to others. And many times you do things that are a blessing that others may not even acknowledge, but I acknowledge it every single time. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I am so proud of you. I know the obstacles that you have overcome. I have been with you at all times in your past and in your present, and in your future, indeed. You are never alone. I am always, always, always with you. And I have made a way where it just doesn't seem like there is a way. Ask me right now to reveal blessings in your life that you're just not aware of at this time. I provided. Many are experiences that you have had with me. Personal, intimate encounters with me. Have they not been a blessing to you? They sure have been a blessing to me. Some of you are growing up very quickly spiritually. You have learned so much and you've been willing to make sacrifices for my purpose and my will and my destiny for your life. And I just want to say thank you. Every time you say yes to me, I say thank you. Why do you think I have you make sacrifices in your life? There's a new season coming right now. Can you sense it? Are you aware of that wave of grace that is about to hit you? Where your life is about to be changed and transformed for a few of you instantly, and you will never ever be the same. Your life is about transformation, you know, so you might as well get used to it. I am. Your purpose in life is much greater than you know at this moment. But I have given you glimpses here and there over the years. I'm about ready to open up your eyes of understanding more than ever before so that you can see the vision and the purpose that I have for you. Keep asking me questions and I will reveal the answers to you. The more specific your questions are, the more detailed answers I'm about to give you. Some of you feel alone at times, just because another human being is not with you doesn't mean that you're alone, for I am always with you. You know you have angels assigned to you as well, so you are never, ever alone. If you ever feel that way, just turn your focus and your attention to me and just start talking with me. And you know what? I'll answer you. Blessings in your life right now seem to be hidden, but they are there. Again, I will reveal them to you. So ask. I'm stretching you to believe for more things because I know that you have faith to believe for more things. Is not Jesus your author and finisher of your faith? Did he not say, have faith in God? Look how far you've come with the faith that you have and what you believe for. Remember, faith works by love, and I've given you my perfect love that casts out any fear. Ask me right now what I want you to believe for and have faith for. high. I want you to experience that. You need to know my why, because it's that why that will keep you inspired and motivated to continue to believe me and to have faith for it to come to pass. Some of you want to experience signs and wonders and miracles. Well, just get ready. Start expecting them. Start expecting people to come into your life right now that need signs and wonders and miracles. And watch me show up. And I will show up big time. I will give you that opportunity to see that, but give me the opportunity to have it come to pass for my glory. Some of you have been waiting oh so patiently for promises that I have given you, and I thank you for not giving up. I thank you for persevering, being persistent. Ask me what it's going to take on your part for one of the promises that you've been believing me for to come to pass. Just ask me right now. My part, and you do your part. Just don't get it mixed up. I do know what I'm doing, and I'm really good at it too. Help is coming alongside of you to help you. There are certain things that you just don't do that well, and that's okay, because I have somebody that excels at it. For you to fulfill your destiny and mission and assignment here on this earth, you're going to need a team. You're not an island. I have a network of people that I can connect you with today, in fact. Have you asked me for it? I desire that you walk in more peace than you ever have before. I'm not into chaos, you know. I'm not the author of confusion, but of peace. And I desire that you walk in my shalomness. And as you do, I give you hope. I give you things to hope and expect and anticipate. Ask me for my dreams that I have for you. And when I reveal them to you and you think they're really big, you know they're for me. But you have to realize that I'm sending you help. I know what you can do through Christ who strengthens you. But I also know what I'm doing right now for you, because I love you. Will you open up your heart more to receive my love that I have for you? Will you allow me to heal parts of your heart that you haven't given to me yet? When you do, you'll feel a release that will take place. You weren't created to carry any burdens. fact, my word says that I want you to cast all your cares upon me because I do care for you. One way that I care for you is I listen. I listen to your heart's cry. I understand what you're going through. You may think nobody understands what you're going through, but I am the one who understands what you're going through. So allow me to minister to your hearts right now. Allow the healing to take place. This is a blessing, you know. So allow me to bless your heart in a way that transforms you from glory to glory into the perfect image of my Son. Abba, we just thank you for your promises. They're always yes and amen. They're always for your glory through us. Jesus, we thank you that you're the healer. I thank you that you're touching everybody in this place right now with your healing touch. Thank you for a time of refreshing in your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting each and every one of us. You know how we need to be comforted. Nobody else knows but you, so please comfort us right now. Abba, thank you for blessing us with your word. Thank you for answering our questions. Thank you for giving us questions to ask you and the answers that you want to reveal to us. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name.